This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined by the co-host of Two Chicks and the Plural of the Apocalypse, a supernatural podcast, Steph Lestrange.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. So Steph, why do you hate summertime?
Because it's the fucking worst.
It is.
It is.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm so happy that I have people who are like-minded because...
Look at us. I'm not going outside. It's nice outside today. And I was like, I'm also...
Too much sun. You know, too much sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be
clouds
in the
sky. Give me rain.
Exactly.
I like rain.
And everybody thinks I'm crazy.
No.
Because...
You're welcome
okay.
here.
Hi. Okay. So, I'm Ginger. And... So my hatred of the summer started very young.
Yeah.
And I am a fat girl, so I overheat like crazy.
I'm a fat girl, too.
Same.
You know, we're all just fat girls here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the summer sucks. Humidity's bullshit. Bugs.
No, humidity's not bullshit. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, when you go outside and the air is thick and wet.
Yeah, no.
I'm just like... I keep my air conditioner on. Grant, what sucks is our room is like a greenhouse.
Yep.
It's all windows. So I can have the air conditioning set to 60 like I do at mm-hmm. all times. Going constantly. I don't fucking do that energy saver bullshit. I want it fucking cold. But like, it is insane to me that I can have it set to 60. If it's a sunny day, it's 10 degrees yep. hotter. And I'm just like... I fucking hate life.
That's us. We live in like, our house was built in like 1910 and it has no central air. So that's, oh God. So electric bills in the summer, because me and my husband are like, no, fuck this. All the curtains drawn.
Yeah.
Blinds, no windows open. But you walk, it's so funny because we put two window air conditioners in our dining room and that does pretty much our whole house except our kitchen.
Okay.
So I can't cook in the summer because it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Just eating cold sandwiches
exactly,
the whole summer.
Exactly. That's what it is. And my husband works from home, so he has to deal with it all day. And then I turn on the air when I leave for work and it's still not cold when I get home.
I'm very envious of your husband. So, I want to work from home.
I mean, it has its... drawbacks,
ups and down.
Though.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Because he works for a tech company that is just taking over the world.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But it's just, you go up in our hallway, and because we don't have central air, because me and Seth do not sleep in the same bedroom because we would kill each other.
Okay.
We've been together for 10 years, so we have to have separate rooms. and it just works. So I have an air conditioner in mine, he has an air conditioner in his. There's one in his office, but it does not go to the hallway. So when the humidity is terrible, you can feel how sticky the walls are.
Oh,
it's the worst.
I was like, when you said no open windows, like I think about those days. Like, I'm not kidding. In summertime, it's very rare you will catch me at a place that does not have air conditioning.
Exactly.
It could be my fucking friend's house.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, I will see you in October.
And that's how I am, because it's like... Well, when I was growing up, I was a kid. We had a pool at our house. So how many of my friendships were real?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like...
Losers in a pool, whatever.
Yeah, I know, right? But we had a pool. So, I mean, that was nice. But I couldn't go in the pool until my parents got home because I had to babysit my sister all summer.
Okay.
Because, God forbid, she gets in the pool and drowns.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess it could happen. But... Yeah, no. Ooh, I hate summer.
Well, you know, like, all right, so, like, if you're at somebody's house and they don't have fucking... Or the worst is when people do have air and don't fucking turn it on. And, like, the windows open and you feel, like, hot wind. I'm just like, I'm leaving. I will lift 40 miles away. See, I'm getting amped up.
I told you,
Shear, ahead of time. When he told me what you were coming out to talk about, I was like, oh, yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, it's the worst. Oh, God. Because I know people who will, like, refuse to turn their air conditioner on. And I'm just like, Why? You're not skinny either. How do you live?
You're an air Nazi. Yeah. You're a fucking air Nazi.
It's air Nazi's a good one.
Yeah, I don't fucking, I can't.
You're just saying that because they're turning the oven on.
I'm dead. Like at Sachsenheim, when they do comedy outside on the back porch, and it's just like flies, and I'm just like, let's go inside. Can we go inside?
That's me. Like, I'm just like, can we just not be outside? Because me and Seth, when we go to like barbecues and stuff, we're like, all right, so how long do we think is? We look at the humidity and like, all right, the humidity index is going to go up here.
So that's we times that by the air and the mass. Yeah, so we got to leave after 45 minutes.
Exactly. So it's like, because that's another thing, like eating barbecue, like hot food outside.
That's,
in the heat,
that's another thing.
I don't get it.
And guess what? I don't want cold food outside either, because then it's gonna get like disgusting temperature and get slimy.
It's just all bad. Just
and you think I'm bad? You think I'm bad? Chelsea is like, all right. So we watch my uncle's house. I'd say once or twice a year, and like wash the dog. And it's generally around Memorial Day. That's when we do one, and then there's like another one later in the year, and. Were you at that cookout? The one where her, Alex, and Abby literally sat in the basement the entire. And now, granted, it was hot as fuck out, but I can deal with it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm like, especially if I'm drinking, like I just like I'll be sweaty, but
then
I won't care.
You can
care.
Turn it off.
Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck ever. And like, if there's shade, great.
Exactly.
And that's where I cook, is in the shade. So it's like it kind of works. It kind of balances out. Chelsea's straight up like, I'm in, you know, my big dicky shorts. Like, I rarely wear shorts, but like when it's fucking hot, I will. And I wear it like, I become accustomed to tank tops over the last couple years. And I don't give a fuck what you think, Cher. And so
I just think you should manscape if you're gonna wear tank tops.
What, like shave my arms and shit, my back?
Yes.
I want to get it laser removed. Like, that's, I want to get famous and just fucking burn it off me.
Yeah.
Because I think it's gross too, dude. Well, Thank you.
Yours isn't as bad as my husband's, because my husband has the, like, it goes up, because he is just a hairy fucking man. But he's bald. He's bald and he has a beard, but, like, his chest hair's up
here.
So
he's basically me.
Oh, his is, like, his goes, up the neck. Yeah. He's, like, a gorilla man. No, so he has a
And that's fair, but it's just, like, do you, if you knew how much fucking work it was to, like, actually try and do that.
I am aware of how much work it is.
You are not nearly as hairy as I am.
No, I know, because I have been recruited to shave backs.
What was her name?
Yeah. Betty. No, but it's doing the electrolysis. Mm. My mom had that done on her legs, and it would still grow back.
That's a fucking ripoff. Do you know how expensive that shit is?
Yes, I do.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, and that's bullshit. Anyway, end of that story is Chelsea. All right, so I'm in shorts, tank top, got my bandanas on always, you know, like whatever. And Chelsea is in the basement, fucking black jeans, black shirt. Yep. And I'm just like, that's fucking commitment. And that's why I love you.
And that's the thing. I won't wear shorts. I stopped wearing shorts after high school because I was in band. So summertime meant band camp.
Ah.
So we would go up to Kent State University for a week and just fuck around. But I stopped wearing shorts because now it looks like I like do meth. I have like meth skin because I'm blind. If I'm not wearing my contacts, I cannot see shit.
I've heard you say that before.
So in the morning, if I'm like, okay, it's summertime, I have to shave my legs. Fuck. I don't feel like putting my contacts in first thing in the morning. I just go. I feel around and hope for the best. Mm. Usually it doesn't end well. So
she's like, what's that red? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh, and I generally don't feel it. And my legs are so pale. I am like see-through. So it's just like, ugh. God. So I stopped wearing shorts. So all I wear is like leggings and pants. Thankfully, I have a job where I can wear leggings and pretty much whatever I want. But I do the grocery shopping for that job, which means carrying like 50 pounds of potatoes and onions. And doing that in like 90 degree weather.
That's a workout. That's a legit workout.
It's like, I hate sweating.
Oh, so do I. Like, I hate sweat. And I sweat. It is what it is. And I've come to terms with it. I'm okay with it. Well, I'm not okay with it, but I'm okay with it.
But it's a thing that your body does.
It's a thing, and I fucking hate it. And I make it worse sometimes by drinking, mm-hmm. you know, because it does. It's exactly what it does.
Yep.
And I just, like, one of my best friends, she's Persian, and like, so she's naturally got a lot of hair pores or whatever the fuck, and I feel so bad for her sometimes when she has to shave her legs because she just cuts the shit out of herself.
It is.
And she's like, this is why I don't want to do this.
Yep, that's exactly it. Like, I'll wear like capri leggings so you can kind of see some of my paleness, because again, I've been made fun of my entire life for being super white. It's just, hey, I have red hair. The rest of me is just see-through. That's how it is.
I'm a ghost.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's a reason my nickname is the Ginger Pyre. And that's another thing. Days are way too long.
Yes.
In the summer.
Yes.
Give me darkness.
Yeah, why does the sun have to be out until 9 o'clock?
It's farming, I think. No. It's 2019.
Fuck their and their almanac. I don't give a fuck.
It's just, oh, God. And bugs are the worst.
Oh, fuck them.
That's probably my least favorite part of the summer is the bugs. Because I get...
Well, they just naturally follow you everywhere, so... Well,
that's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm a filthy boy, so I'm like Pigpen. I'm just surrounded.
Just kind of like, doo-doo-doo. There's just a swarm.
Yeah. I'm always followed by... But, like, anytime I feel something crawling on me, I freak out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just not a good feeling all summer, because it's not only are they crawling on you, but you're sticky from the humidity. So
yeah, no, you know what's really fun? Taking your significant other to the emergency room because there's a moth lodged in their ear.
Oh,
what?
I remember when that happened.
Yes, Seth, since he works from home and his schedule is not necessarily like a 9 to 5, he's up usually pretty late. So I'm in bed because I work 9 to 5, and I hear, what the fuck? Holy shit. I just hear screaming, and he hates bugs. Like, we're very well put together because mm-hmm. we both just hate the same things. So I run downstairs. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, you need to take me to the hospital. I'm like, why? What's going on? He's like, a moth fucking flew in my ear. I tried it with tweezers. I almost hit my eardrum. I can't get it out.
How did it get that fucking deep?
No, but it was huge. It was like about that big when they pulled it out, because I took him to the emergency room. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, he was letting the dog out and it just like flew in.
Did he go outside with earmuffs at all times now? Well, now in the middle of summer?
Like, no lights on in the backyard when we let the dogs out, because it's like, nope, we're not having this again. But yeah, so it's just, it's lots of fun weirdness happens in the summer, but at the same time, it sucks.
Sure, like what's one of the worst, like what's one of like your worst heat memories?
My worst heat memories, every time that I get fucking heat rash on the inside of my legs, that's my worst heat memory.
That's another thing. In summer, chafing. It's the fucking worst.
Oh, yeah.
You would think because you're all lubed up from the sweat, you wouldn't chafe as much. No.
It's worse.
It's terrible. And then when people decide, oh, we're going to get married in the summer, and my ass has to wear a dress, I'm like, fuck this.
Or when people have the audacity to get married outside.
Yes.
Fuck you and fuck everything about you.
I did get married outside, but it was like 60 degrees and raining.
I'm talking about people get married outside in the summer.
Yes.
Like,
oh, that's true.
You know, I hope it rains.
Yeah.
I hope it fucking rains. Well,
technically, that's like good luck, I think, right?
Is it?
I
think like somewhere in the lore of marriage it is.
I have no idea if it's good luck or not. I just know that I went to a beach wedding where I had...
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, I did too. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. Beaches are bullshit.
Oh, no. The ocean is bullshit.
Yes.
Don't get me started on that. Sharks. I agree. One reason. Sharks.
I've been bit by a shark.
Excuse me?
I have been bit by a shark as a child.
Where were you bitten by a shark?
That's your worst heat memory.
No, it's not, actually. We were in the Outer Banks, because that's where my family went, like, seriously.
Vacations.
Every single year.
Yeah.
But my parents would usually pull us out of school, but that year we had went with my cousins, so their mom and dad didn't want to pull them out of school. So we did go in the summer, which was garbage. And we're swimming and people are like fishing off the beaches. So this guy, we hear screaming and this guy pulls out this baby like nursing shark. And he's like, kids, you want to come pet the shark? And it's like, all right, fine. So we're petting the little nursing shark. And then he throws it back in. About a half an hour later, I get this like intense pain on my pinky toe. So I can say I've been bit by a shark.
Little fucker. Was a baby. Yes. Little fucker. I'd be pissed the fuck off.
I mean, it's a story. I could be like, hey, I've been bit by a shark.
You must have delicious feet.
Hey, they're cute. Whatever.
What's your worst heat memory then?
Well... My worst heat memory, my 16th birthday, Walt Disney World. I was on a band trip.
Oh.
Which.
That many people in Florida.
And.
Ugh.
And they lost my sunscreen.
No.
So.
How are you alive?
That's.
I got bit by a shark. I lost my sunscreen at fucking Disney World.
Yes. So the first.
You've had a hard life.
I mean, it's hard, but it's fun. No, we were in. This group and my mom was chaperoning because my mom is a saint, bless her heart. But somehow my SPF 100 got just disappeared. So we're like, all right, no, it should be fine. As long as I stay inside. No.
Nope.
I was surprised I didn't end up in the hospital that week.
Like, did you have sun poisoning?
There is a picture of me at Planet Hollywood just looking pissed because... NSYNC had just been in there, and I was like at the point where I don't give a fuck if NSYNC's in there. I am sunburned and I am angry, and all my friends are smiling, and I'm just like,
that's me outside in general.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had a few of the sunburns that it's like, okay, maybe we need to take her to the emergency room because her skin's boiling off.
Wow. My worst one would probably be every day it's above 75 degrees.
Absolutely. No, today it's like 72 and I'm just like, oh.
Like, I'm like, you're getting to my threshold here.
I know. It's like, if I could live somewhere where it was between like 65 and 60 with like cloudy skies all year round.
Rainy.
I'd be so happy.
I like rainy.
I'd be so happy.
Great Britain.
Yeah,
thought about it before.
Much.
Or Ireland.
Yeah. I just want to go to Scotland and just live there in the mountains.
No, that sounds great.
Like a witch.
I really liked Scotland when I went over there.
Oh, but, God, that's the dream.
I really like the weather. But, you know, I also like American things. And Iron Brew tastes like shit now for some reason.
Like cheeseburgers and hot dogs and...
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs!
They don't have fucking chili dogs in Scotland, so I'm not going.
Do they have Nando's in Scotland, or is that like exclusively England? The chicken place that like everybody talks about?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've seen like videos of eating it before. It's like I watch like YouTube channels of wrestlers and shit, and they like all like rant and rave about it. And I look at it, I'm like, that looks plain as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, but I also, like, people have told me, like, that you would hate the food over there. It's garbage.
Yeah, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, I don't care.
Side note, though, I did see a meme that tell me this is not me. It was a big hill. It had to be in Ireland or Scotland. Mm-hmm. And there was just, like, one house. And the meme was like, the house I built on every hill I'm willing to die on.
That's good.
That's adorable.
It's me. That is totally me. Like, I will fucking plant my flag if I believe in this.
Oh, God.
I didn't mind the food when I was over there, but, you know, I have a bland diet anyway for the most part, so...
Like, the traditional, like, English breakfast, I mean, I would eat it, but I look at it and I'm like, what? None of these go together.
The only thing about that is I hate beans and tomatoes. Like, take it away. It's
How do
garbage.
You live in Akron and hate beans and tomatoes?
Trust me, I hate a lot of things food-wise that people are like, how? Like, what? It's hot sauce? Disgusting.
There's like a bunch of
my husband has a hot sauce company.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't test the product on you.
That's how I found out I was allergic to capsaicin.
I got
chemical burns on the roof of my mouth.
Oh man,
Jesus!
Because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be a supportive girlfriend. Because I was at the time we were dating, he had been working on it like the whole time, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be supportive. I have a really bland palate. Let's try it. So I eat the first one and I'm just like, this is very spicy. And then I eat the second one and it's like Do I have blisters on the roof of my mouth?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
I don't really eat hot sauce anymore because like it just it will tear my stomach up. Like even like a little bit.
Seth eats ghost pepper potato chips. Like,
get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out.
Like,
go eat those at 95 degrees. That's what you deserve.
Exactly. So like he will eat like Carolina Reaper stuff. He just will. I'm like, what? I feel so bad for your internal organs.
Yeah.
But
I have like an empty pit in my stomach right now because I haven't eaten since like 4 o'clock this morning.
I had some basic bitch pumpkin spice pancakes this morning. For breakfast.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful.
And that just sounded terrible. Like, that's the way you described like the ghost, whatever fuck, Carolina Reaper's, like my stomach is just like turning.
Yeah, no. I found like pumpkin spice, and I'm not generally the basic of the bitches.
You just said you're like the whitest girl.
I am, but I don't drink like the pumpkin spice drinks. But I found it, and I'm like, yeah, let's get basic. So that's what I did this morning.
Pumpkin spice pancakes actually sound good.
They were delicious.
As long as the pumpkin's not overly done in it, I mean, that would be good.
Well, it was just like cinnamon and ginger.
Well, you think about it, the consistency of pumpkin pie, you could kind of like, you know, just imagine that as a pancake.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty much what it was.
Okay, yeah, no, I can dig on that, because I do like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I just like, I mean, the pumpkin market has become so oversaturated in the last 10 years.
It's like the bacon market.
Yeah, it really is.
I just wonder what the next thing's going to be, because you have the bacon, you have the hot pepper, you have the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, yeah, what's the next food fad? I hope it's cottage cheese.
Oh my God. Ass.
No, that's a thing now, too. Everybody talks about eating ass. Like, thank Cardi B for that one.
Yeah, I did not realize how saturated eating ass was.
Yeah,
in pop culture.
Like, the last 5 years, it's become, like, a very, like, talked about thing, which, hey, great, cool.
It's hot girl summer and eating ass. That was this.
But the those two things together does not sound great.
Speak for yourself.
Hot, swampy ass.
You just eat get the a little swamp ass. I'm going to call you Swamp Thing. Do it.
Call me Swamp Thing. I'm going to get up in there.
That's why I let the hair grow out, so I can look more like Swamp Thing.
There you go.
Let's just paint me green. Let's just paint me green. Dye all my body hair green.
There you go.
You just keep a little spritzer next to the...
Or just like wipes, like, all right.
Well, you should have those anyway.
Well, yeah, summer or not,
solid life hack.
Solid life hack.
The only
spend
problem,
$4.
Yeah, baby wipes. You can flush them down, man.
That's the thing. I heard that you can't flush them down. They actually clog up the works.
Whoops.
So, and you know. It's, you got to get a little trash can next to your...
I'm a little trash. I'm a big trash can.
You're not little anymore.
Well, you're little one thing.
You little dumpster boy.
Dumpster boy. I'm like the grown-up version of the dumpster baby from fucking Always Sunny. And Frank Reynolds.
There you go.
Well, no, he's Frank Reynolds.
Oh my gosh.
You're definitely Frank Reynolds. Do you have a toe knife? Have you ever done a botch job?
Would you care for an egg in these trying times?
I love when he goes to his sister-in-law's husband's funeral, mm-hmm. trying to bang her.
Oh my God.
And he's like, he's got the wine in the can. That's the wine in the can episode. And he's like, I only got a few years left on this earth. I'm going to get real weird with it. Now block the wind so I can roast this bone. And he's fucking smoking a joint. That whole scene is great.
God.
That's definitely me. I've had some wine in the can moments. I don't know how familiar you are with man can.
It sounds familiar.
If you man can.
It's wine in a can, but it's like a bottle of wine in
a can. That reminds me. Drinking wine in the middle of summer outside. It's just like...
I'm not, okay, I don't drink beer, I don't drink wine. Give me liquor or give me nothing.
Or fair. Death.
Yes,
liquor or death.
Fair enough.
I'm blessed, I'm hashtag blessed, because I don't get hangovers.
Fuck you. We are no longer friends. You know, I've known you, what, 4 or 5 years? Fuck you.
You know how we were talking about my shitty father earlier?
Yeah.
Which, I love my father.
That sounds so bad with no context.
I love my dad. But he blessed me with an iron stomach. So I don't puke, man. And I don't get hangovers.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
After I turn 30, I maybe get a headache a morning after drinking.
That's the worst.
But that's about it. It's gone in like 2 hours. But drinking in the summer is like the only fun thing, because I come from a family of drunks. And when
I come from two families of drunks.
Okay, all right, yeah. So my mom's side of the family, we're all very close. So anytime we're all together, like Crown Royal comes out, and my grandpa, we have this end of summer, Labor Day weekend, always have this party. It's like a giant fish fry. My grandpa has this, it looks like an old school gas canister that he fills with Crown Royal, and you can pump shots out of it.
Oh my God.
So he carries that around. And
carries?
It's great.
That's fantastic.
That side of the family is just a fun time.
It's like, would you care for a shot in these trying times?
No, yeah. So all the granddaughters get together and we do shots. So we have pictures.
With grandpa?
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
My grandpa's an asshole.
Well,
so.
My grandpa dresses up as Santa Claus. And at Christmas time, we have this big Christmas Eve party. He shows up. He has presents for the kids at the bottom of his Santa sack. He's got a bottle of Crown Royal. We all do shots.
He sounds fucking awesome.
Oh my, my grandparents are the best.
That's serious. I mean, for all your mishaps that we've talked about,
You
got some. You got,
I
like
have
you
good
said,
family.
It balances itself
exactly.
out.
I have good family.
Wow.
Actually, one of my favorite summertime memories is probably involves Crown Royal. We would take my son over to his horseback riding lessons. And after the lesson, we would sit and drink Crown with the guy that was teaching him how to ride.
Okay, after. Oh okay, so you said after. I was like, I just picture Shear, just bringing a fucking, I don't want to be here, and just sipping on Crown Royal. Are we fucking done here yet? That's my favorite summer memory.
I think all my favorite summer memories involve getting stupid wasted.
You know what my favorite summer memories are? The ones inside the movie theater where it's 60
yes!
degrees.
Yes.
Those are my favorite summer
memories. Lonely summer movies. I used to go to, I will take myself to the movies if it's hot as fuck. I'm like, all right, I'm going. Bye.
Yeah.
But lonely summer movies are the best. Sometimes the drive-in we would do, if the weather was cool enough.
I don't get that, by the way. People love it.
Oh my gosh. There's just something fun because there's we live in with 15 minutes between two drive-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, they're actually doing a classic horror film.
Yeah, a lot of them do that around this time, yeah.
So we'll drive, we'll pick up a pizza or Chinese food, and we'll just go, and you can take your dog. So we'll just drive to the movies. It's the best thing.
I mean, different strokes, different folks. I'm just I don't want to sit in a car and watch a fucking movie.
Plus, it's $20 for two movies.
Fair enough. Yeah,
so
I get it. Yeah, that's if you went to two movies... At the movies, at the theater, with two people, it's before snacks or drinks to anything, you're at $45.
Exactly. And plus, I like the whole, the oldness of it all.
The little speaker things.
Well, now it's just your radio. So you can sit in your car with your air conditioning on, and it goes through your radio.
Okay, that's more, I could get down, windows up, air conditioning on, now you're speaking my language.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want to idle my fucking car to get the air conditioning going. That's why I don't.
Oh.
I don't like idling my car, at all.
You know what? That reminds me. Those fucking cars that they make now that, when you stop and then they go into, idle mode and the fucking air,
kind
of goes down a little bit. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, no. Me and my mom went to this thing in Medina a couple weeks ago, and we were dressed as witches, so we had all this shit on, and my mom went hard. She has the black wig, this giant poofy dress, and she had the air conditioning at 60. So her car, we get to the red light, it stops. I'm like, did your car just fucking shut off? And she's like, yes, we need to fix that. And that's another
That should be an option.
Exactly. But my mom loves summer, and it's I don't get it. Like, we have this joking thing where it's like, I like fall, she likes summer. We're essentially the same person, but that's like our biggest difference.
Okay.
And she shits on me all the time because it's like, ooh, it's 60 degrees outside, it's gonna be cloudy this weekend, hell yeah. She's like, fuck this. Fuck this.
No, it's it really came into conflict with me when I lived in Colorado, because it's always fucking like 80 degrees and sunny out there.
No.
And but the only thing I liked about it more than summer here is they say, well, it's a dry heat. It is. There's a huge fucking difference.
Oh, there is a difference. I do agree with that. I was out in Utah a few years ago, and I mean, like, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
The air is so much more crisp out there, too. It's, like, nice.
I have not been, I think the farthest west I've been is Dallas. Me and Seth were, like, dating for 3 months, and I flew to Dallas to drive home with him.
Okay.
We took like 5 days to drive back to Akron.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like our first outing as a couple.
Wow. That's ballsy.
It is.
I mean, early on, that's ballsy.
Oh yeah.
I've done that with people and it hasn't worked out.
So. We're still together. His cat almost died, but we're good. Cause I didn't know, cause I was never a cat person, but she's 21 now.
Oh wow.
Holy shit.
She's fucking old. But I get in the car with him and I'm like, do cats pant? And he's like, no, why? I'm like, your cat's just like, so we had to take her to the vet. She was like pre-heart attack from anxiety. So we had to drug her for all 5 days driving back to Akron.
Yeah. Poor kitty. I just had a kitty incident like that. It was heat related. Cat overheated and started twitching and throwing up and shitting on itself. And
you know what heat is? Heat's a jobber.
Heat's a jobber.
Heat's a jobber. It's wrestling.
That doesn't make sense because heat is also heat.
It's just funny to call things jobbers.
You keep
I stole it from Frankie Kazarian.
All right.
See? I knew that would make it okay. I knew that would make it okay.
If you're gonna steal.
like that, sheer, that brings up another thing. Like, I go to like local wrestling shows, and every year they do one show outside at Now That's Class. And every fucking year I torture myself and I go and I end up drinking. I mean, it's Now That's Class.
Yeah.
There's nothing. No, Paul does have a good selection of beers, but like you go there to drink fucking $3 tall boys of PBR or however much it costs.
Yeah.
And you just feel like a dog dick all day. It's a dog dick afternoon.
Yeah, I do Relay for Life. One of my best friends. We've done
that. Sounds like an outside running.
It is an outside thing. The Barberton one used to be 24 hours. So I would do the overnight shifts and just stay with my best friend.
What is it?
It's for cancer
awareness
because her mom had
passed away. I was about to slam it. I was like, oh,
no,
I need to ask what this is first.
No, it's so we do it in honor of her mom.
Okay.
So she's there generally all 24 hours. Well, this year they're like, all right, well, we're only going to do it for 12 hours. So I'm like, wait, does that mean I have to go during the day? So I was there.
Is this not overnight?
Yeah, I'm like, it's not overnight anymore. It was like noon to midnight. So I'm like, all right, I'll go noon to 8 p.m. And it was the hottest fucking day in July this year. It was like 95 degrees. I'm standing outside with like a tent. But one of our friends, they are fucking great. Her husband had made a portable like cooler air conditioner using computer fans.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was intense.
Is he a fucking genius?
Yes. They are amazing. So they bring this thing up on the wagon and I'm just like, oh, they brought a cooler, whatever. No, the cooler had like some exhaust fans, computer fans in it, and they put like ice in the bottom and they fan it up and out a tube. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's like a portable air conditioner for like a tent because they go camping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. So I just sat there like I had this big flowy shirt. I just put my shirt over it and just like let it air my boobs out.
That's
you know what, it's another thing I'm sure that you can get down with this. The people like we were talking about before who have their windows open, like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, A, fuck you. B, I don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. But the people who like, oh no, I got a fan on, it's fine. No, it's not fine.
No, it's
because
not.
You're sitting over there, I'm sitting over here, and I know you're gonna make it oscillate.
Yeah, like, it's just circulating the same stank air that nobody wants.
I hate it.
I'm a heavy smoker, so it's I'm just used to the whole fan thing.
Well, I sleep with a fan on. I have
the air conditioning and the fan.
Exactly. Because
I have it blowing that cold air onto us.
Exactly. I have a window fan where I'm okay with never turning the heat on in the winter.
I don't know about that. We have a really drafty house, but you have to too.
Yes. I love being cold. If I can be cold and sleep, that's like the best. So I keep my window open pretty much all year with a fan blowing cold air in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another fan and I'm just like a little happy burrito. But summertime sleeping is the fucking worst.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I end up having to take a cold shower before bed. So I know that I don't get like way too hot while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, yep.
And, I hate it.
Well, I'm just used to fancy basement living, I'll be honest. So.
Fancy basement living.
Fancy basement living's great in the summertime.
Oh, well, yeah. All right.
I would agree, but at least with our basement, because in our basement, I kind of turned it into, like, my own little painting studio.
Because
I'm like, I'll just sit downstairs, so I have, like, an Apple TV with like a television hookup. I have all my painting stuff, so I'll sit down in the basement, but our basement's too fucking humid for me to hang out in it.
Because it's an old house.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's just a pain in the ass all around.
Yeah. I lived in the basement this past hot ass summer. And even when the air conditioning was broken, it was still million degrees cooler down there and I was fine. And I lived in a basement in the hot ass summer in Colorado and it was fine. I'm not looking forward to this summer where I'm living on the third floor of an apartment. Where
No.
I'm going to have to buy an air conditioner for my room.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, now might be the best time to get an air conditioner.
Yeah, I just don't know if we're going to stay in this spot because we're month to month, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Yeah.
That's very convenient.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, now we need a basement. Nick, let's go.
Nick, we're moving to the basement. Both of us. We're going to share a bed.
Find a plot of land and just build a basement with just stairs walking.
That sounds like the most Nick Yurick thing that Nick Yurick would ever do.
Just solar panels on the top.
I'm
going to
build a basement into the ground with no house.
No, I've made a decision. I'm going to live in a bomb shelter.
I was
going to
say, isn't that just a bunker at that point?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. Well,
I like
plan,
the way Nick
though.
Would think about it more.
Just put like solar panels on top and somebody's like,
"That's
that like flat piece of land with all these solar panels?" Nothing.
Stay
and then
the
you
fuck
just,
out.
Like, walk up. It's like, haha, it's my house.
That would be great.
No windows. It's my little murder den.
This has been like the best hate we've gotten in a while. Because it's like, we're all three like really, we don't even have to really ask you questions. Like, no, I hate this about it. I hate this about it. I hate this about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Seth was like, well, what do you hate? Because I was brought up not to hate.
Yeah.
That was the thing. It's
You're
like,
a very nice person.
I try to be. I'm way too much of an optimist. It's annoying. Yes, I get it.
We need people like you in the world, though.
Yeah, I try to see the best in everything, which sometimes it's like, let's not
let's not go down that road.
Yeah, no. But it's like, summer is terrible, and I hate it, and it should be eliminated. Plus, my depression gets worse in the summer.
Which doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No.
But it does.
Yeah.
I think my depression only lightens up in fall and spring.
Well,
I hate the other two.
I worked, because for a while there, I was working with a group of like 20 psychologists. And I was like, what happens in the summer that makes people, and they're like, the days are longer. That's why depression can be worse, is because the days are longer. I'm like, all right.
I guess that makes sense.
It's not the heat, it's the humanity.
Yeah. Yes.
I just don't like the long ass days means less night, and I am more active at night.
Yes, you are.
I just, sun is pointless. Well, I mean, it has a point, but I hate it.
One of the reasons I like the fall so much is because, like, now it's getting dark around 7 o'clock. It's like, okay, I can leave the house and go get stuff done now.
Exactly. You sound just like my husband. Because he's like, what time does the sun set? Because when the sun sets, that's when I'll take the dog for a walk. And that's when you see the fun people.
Well, quote unquote fun. It depends on how much fun you want to have.
I'll never understand the people who are like, I love the summer. Like, I don't. I dread it. every year.
Well, those people, I'm like, okay, how skinny are you?
Like, here's that.
No, I think you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you like the summer?
What's wrong with your brain? Have you spoken to a doctor?
It's like, what makes you like the summer? Is it because school's out? What's going on
here? I feel
here?
like Michael Scott with Toby right now. Like, why are you the way that you are? I hate everything about the things you choose to be.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about the summer is the outdoor shows, because then I can smoke during the goddamn show. That's it.
That's not worth it to me.
It's I don't like missing parts of a show because, you know, I need to go.
That is,
a
yeah, you have mentioned that a few
so
times.
I'd rather, like, you know, be able to sit there, and sometimes it's good to have an excuse to fuck off if something's terrible.
That's true. Well, yeah, no, because my parents both smoke, so anytime, hey, I'm going to have a smoke, come with me. Like, but I don't want to, it's hot.
Yeah.
That was
a thing with my kid. Like, you know, he hates cigarettes. So, yeah, having to stick by the smoker was always terrible for him.
Oh, I don't care. It's like, I'm going to die one way or another. You just might be killing me quicker. Thanks. Thank you for that.
Well, before you die, where can we find you on the internets?
I am at The Ginger Pyre everywhere. I don't really post much. We are currently on hiatus for our podcast, Two Chicks in the Plural of Apocalypse, because my co-host is in the hospital right now. So, yeah, but The Ginger Pyre everywhere.
All right. Well, Steph, thank you so much for coming on with
us.
We appreciate
me.
It. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates summertime as much as Steph Lestrange.
Just the three of us.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.